Hi everyone, my name is Yarrow and you're listening to the Creative Rituals podcast. I'm recording as I often do from bed. I'm kind of tucked in. It's a relatively cold Monday afternoon in almost winter in Scotland, so that is the setup. And today's episode is an invitation to join me for stitching together in 2024. And I'm going to dive right in. I don't want to make this a super long episode, but I really hope it's helpful for you if you have been considering joining or if you've been a patron for a long time and you just want an update on what I'm planning for next year. So if you've been around here, you know that I've had a Patreon, I think, since 2017, and it's had many different versions of it, I would say. I began with 2 years of offering something called Monthly Magic, which was kind of like a ritual container, exploring embodiment and day-to-day practice and enchantment. And I really loved doing that. And then in the first 2 years of the pandemic, I mainly offered creative space sessions where we all came together and we each kind of worked on our own creative projects. And yeah, along the way, I've done all kinds of other things. I've offered breathwork at some point in 2020 together with writing. I offered something called Mending Together in 2021. And I think that stitching together actually is kind of an extension of Mending Together, which at the time was a 6-week program. A really sweet and beautiful group of people came together, and I loved that experience so much. It still stands out to me as like a time that I really treasure and something that gave me so much comfort and joy in lockdown. So the focus is shifting for me a little bit more on needlework in this coming year, but that doesn't mean that I'm not really excited to share all kinds of other craft, creative, and making practices. So you're super welcome in this space, even if your, you know, main focus might be, I don't know, printmaking or drawing or painting or photography or whatever you want to work on. I think that the themes and kind of framework can still be really, really supportive and beautiful. So for me, where I'm at with needlework now is I've been really curious about it for a few years, probably more seriously since 2018. And what I really treasure is kind of the positive effect for my mental health. I love really simple, slow stitching and just having something in my hands. I don't just stitch by myself. I actually often stitch with other people because I find it much easier to be present to a conversation when I have something really simple to do with my hands. And I know that sounds weird, but the awkward listeners will get this, I hope. I think for me, that was almost like a crutch coming out of lockdown, was like having this little comfort bag is what I call it. I have like a little pouch, and in this little pouch is like a little needle case, a few different kinds of thread that I really like the feel of, and then just like a piece of fabric basically. And I used to take that everywhere with me and just stitch a little bit and kind of almost treated it like a journal, which is something that Claire Wesley Smith recommends in her book Slow Stitch, which I can highly recommend. And so yeah, it's become the social crutch, but it's also become this really beautiful way of exploring ancestral connections and skill and self-expression, processing grief. And another way for me to meditate, because conventional meditation can sometimes be hard, and I talked a lot about this in other episodes, so I won't keep banging on, but I would just say that this kind of really soothing rhythm of the needle going up and under is really feeling so beautiful for me. I also really love this wider community of stitchers and the way people think about meaning making and environmental and social issues. I think there's so much happening at the moment around needlework and politics that I feel like so excited about, because I think, you know, the world is in crisis in so many ways, and it feels really important to stay engaged with that in a way that is sustainable. And I think sometimes making practice can bring in the sense of connection and sustainability and slowing down with topics that are actually really urgent in some ways. I'm not sure if I'm making sense here, and I'm really hoping that this doesn't come across as like, you know, softening something unnecessarily that's quite hard. That's also not what I'm trying to say. Hang on. I think I don't really believe in that division between kind of in air quotes really hard activism of being on the streets and shouting and, you know, chaining yourself to things, and the softer side of being home and taking care of things. I recognize the gendered elements or the gendered lens with which we're sometimes looking at those things, and how I would love to dismantle that and really value both things equally, and really just recognize that people come at what they believe in from different angles, backgrounds, and also with totally different abilities, and that that matters too. So anyway, I think what I'm trying to say is that needlework for me is like a really beautiful way to come to an embodied understanding of social issues, looking, for example, at how are my clothes made, what is actually the process of mending something, you know, what are the working conditions that allow the really cheap fast fashion that I'm surrounded by, how is that related to racism and white supremacy, but then also environmental issues and issues around materials and, you know, how we relate to plastics and all that kind of stuff. And I think without needlework, those topics still are really important to me, but I find them a little bit harder to approach because they're so overwhelming in itself. And it almost feels like, okay, I can hold this aspect, and that is my way in. My needlework practice is my way in to a better understanding. And then that translates into action in whatever way is possible for me. And I'm also thinking a lot about material and the sensuality of that and how ritual comes into that as well. So just the, like I mentioned, the comfort bag that I have, you know, having that with me. And I first created that when I lost my friend 2 years ago and I started to crochet, which I had never done at that point, but I really needed like the most simple thing. And I remember in the first 2 weeks, like being in quite deep shock and just sitting on my bed, crocheting little circles and then unraveling them again, and then crocheting them back together and unraveling them again, and how like the crochet needle was like a really important part of my little kid, and it just gave me so much comfort. And yeah, I really, really value that. So I think, you know, you've heard me talk about ritual a lot. I've written a whole book about ritual, which is coming back in next year, early next year, I hope. But that will be a big topic in the next year in the Stitching Together program as well. So all of this excitement really made me feel like I want to bring the Patreon back. I'd paused it in May this year because I wanted to pause both the podcast and the offering sessions and really rethink everything that I'm doing. And I feel ready now because I've kind of mapped out the next year, the topics I want to share about, and the way that I want to offer sessions. And it really feels cohesive to me, and I'm so excited to share that with people. So I want to talk a little bit about togetherness and reciprocity and how that relates to the Patreon. So obviously making a podcast and inviting guests and making those connections and editing and having software and all that, it does cost money, and it also costs a lot of time. I'm proud of this body of work that I've built in the last 7 years. There are so many episodes that you can go back to if you want. I'm really proud of the kind of people and businesses I featured, and I'm very excited to grow this podcast next year. And so the Patreon obviously is a big part of that. It really does help. And even if it's just a few dollars that you want to pledge, it makes a difference because it adds up. And beyond the money, it also just feels so heartwarming to know that people value independent media and they're willing to support it. So I've also been thinking a lot about, you know, programs and what do I want to offer moving forward. I love group facilitation. I need that myself as well. Like, that's something I want to be very clear about. It's not like I'm necessarily just offering this for you, although I do. I also need that for myself, and I think that's a beautiful starting point with anything in our livelihoods, to kind of begin with what really fascinates us and what we need for ourselves as well. And I think, you know, obviously group programs are one way where you are together live for 6 weeks or something, but I've always loved the longevity of getting to know people over time and kind of having a slower process and allowing people to drop in and out as and when they can and want to. And obviously that complicates pricing a little bit more because, you know, how much really can you hold an offer to what size group and so forth at what cost. But I feel good about what I'm offering. So the plan is to offer 3 sessions per month. The first Sunday is our Spark session. That's always free for everyone. It's a way to kind of creatively open up to the month, plan a little bit, set intentions, and do that together in this really loving group space. And then the second Wednesday every month, it's like a midweek co-crafting session where we quietly make together. I'm going to open with some grounding. We each commit to our projects. It can be textiles or it can be something else. And then we spend that hour together. And I think if you're someone who knows you find it hard to make time for your creative practice in your day-to-day life, I know from experience for years that this really, really helps. And there's such a sense of pride and joy when you've been around for those sessions for a few months and you know that, you know, the thing that you've been wanting to work on really has grown and you've committed to your practice. And then the third Sunday will be a little bit more social. It'll be a 90-minute session where we also each work on our own projects and there will be some quiet time too. But there will also be a Q&A section where you can ask me anything and you can also show what you're currently working on. If you want to, you know, if you want to share with people, sometimes that can be really exciting. But it might not be what you want and there will never be any pressure to do that. And then every month you also have a Skillshare. I'm creating really beautiful PDFs that you can have read out on a reader. I'm thinking about accessibility there. And they will include some resources I really like, some books, some podcast episodes, anything else that I find might be helpful. And then a video Skillshare, which will be on YouTube. So you can use captions if you want. And I will show you kind of how I work on my own projects. I have again mapped out the first for you, the whole year for 2024. But the first few months in January, we'll look at getting started with slow stitching. In February, we will look at getting confident color. And then in March, we'll look at mending as ritual, all of which I'm so excited for. And there's many more projects and ideas throughout the year. And always you have this choice if you want to work on those things or do something else entirely. That is up to you. And there will also be kind of prompts to help you explore the meaning of your making and kind of where you are with things a little bit more. So yeah, I think the curation aspect is also important to me. I love listening to podcasts, I love reading, but I also need a lot of quiet time. I don't want to be overwhelmed. And I'm excited for other people to create the space where you can dip into resources that feel really nourishing without a sense of overwhelm. And you just kind of, you know, play with that in your own way. Another important piece of stitching together in the Patreon will be me sharing my research. So I'm beginning a master's program in literature at the University of the Highlands and Islands. And the main topics I want to focus within that are folklore, textiles, landscape, disability, and gender. I mean, my heart is just like, ooh, when I think about that. I've selected my modules and I'm so excited about the teachers I'm going to be working with. Last year, I studied culture and heritage at the same university and I gained a diploma of higher education, which is kind of equivalent to the first 2 years of university in the UK. So I had some existing credit that I could transfer, but I also took some incredible classes that I'm now going to deepen. And yeah, I'm really excited to share kind of what I find as part of that program, both here on the podcast and with people that are part of Stitching Together. The price for Stitching Together will be, the base level is $14, and then the concession rate is $8, and that translates into any currency that you might prefer to pay on. You will have lots of different options in Patreon, and that is the introduction rate till mid-January. I will increase that a little bit after. But yeah, I think considering like how many sessions I offer and that there will be really good, beautiful content, I think that seems fair to me. You can cancel any time if you want. And like I said, you'll receive the PDF with resources and then you can get Zoom registration reminders for the calls. And yeah, you can ask me anything. So like I said, I'm really excited for this. I'm really grateful you listened. Please consider joining, and please share this with a friend if you think anyone else that you know might love this too. Thank you.